Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Category for Sunday. I would just urge you to stay close. It's probably the easiest thing, the best thing. Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., Richmond's Morning News, Rich Herrera will be here doing a great job, I know, and to be able to get the latest updates on him. We'll check in with Matt DiNardo over at 8 News as well. We've heard the phrase, make America great again now for a decade, right? We have a mission. I think most of us feel that we have an obligation to take care of our nation, to keep it as great as humanly possible. Now, we got some folks who seem to be operating from the opposite side of this. But there's an interesting book that is out now. It's called A Time to Stand. And, well, I'll just tell you what the subtitle is. The Dire Hour to Defend American Beauty. Wow. Let that sink in for a second. The author, Michael Finch, is joining us. Michael is the president of the David Horowitz Freedom Center. And this new book, A Time to Stand, looks like an absolute fascinating read. Michael, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. I'm very grateful and looking forward to being on with you. But again, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Let's talk about this. I mean, we're trying to figure out, many of us, what is it that we are trying to defend about America? What is that we're trying to make great again? We hear the economy. We talk about national defense and status in the world. But American beauty? Tell me about that.
Well, yeah, and you're right. Make America great. I mean, most people think of a robust economy and a strong military. And obviously, those things, two things are critical. And President Trump is doing everything he can to restore us to greatness in those two aspects. But there's also American history and American culture, which is an amazing history. We have an incredible kind of golden age of American culture in terms of architecture, art, painting, literature, poetry, that is really either unrecognized or, along with the history, American history, that kind of go in tandem, are under a furious attack by the left to rewrite American history, make it so that we're not proud of our history, teach our children, almost have this kind of self-loathing of American history. And it's been, that's been going on for well over a half a century. And we have an incredibly aspirational, a remarkable history and a beautiful culture. They need to be embraced. We should be proud of them. So we need to kind of restore the belief in American history and American culture. I think it's really critical. And that's why I kind of called the dire hour, because we are really under attack. The left has done an incredible job of kind of re-educating our children so they don't believe in the greatness of American history and culture.
What is the motivating factor of this? I am personally, Michael, I'm of an age where I can remember growing up with people who said I'm a Democrat or people who said I'm a Republican, I'm a liberal or conservative. But everybody loved America. We all loved our country. We all believed in God. We all, you know, there were some differences around the edges. Oh, this should happen. That should happen. But fundamentally, we all seem to love America. Now, not so much.
Well, you know, it's again, it started, I worked for David Horowitz for over 20 years, and he used to talk, he passed away earlier this year, of course, and sorry to say, but he talked a lot about the march, the left's march through the institutions. It started in the 1960s. You know, Bill Ayers was I don't know if they were friends, but they were certainly comrades. They knew each other very well. When the 60s kind of wound down, Bill Ayers, what did he do? He went to the University of Chicago to the School of Education to teach teachers about how to educate children about American history. Mm-hmm. The left has taken over the Democrat Party. You're right. The Democrats used to love America, and many of them still do. But there's also this campaign, this portion of the Democrat Party that has been taken over by the far left. And this is the whole radical transformation of America crowd. And in order to build this perfect utopia and this new society, create this heaven on earth, you have to, and we've seen this in history, you have to tear down what exists and has been existing in the past. You have to tear it down, re-educate, rewrite the history. And they've done it remarkably. The left is great at burning things down, burning down the house and destruction. And, you know, they're very poor at building that new society. But that's what's going on. They have to rewrite this history.
That's a great point. Michael Finch is joining us. Time to Stand, the Dire Hour to Defend American Beauty. You know, Michael, you talk about David and certainly his legacy and the hard work that he did coming really from inside this left-wing bubble and then saying, hey, man, this is just three times screwed up, six different kinds of screwed up. We got to know about it. But one of the things he said, as I remember, was inside every progressive is a totalitarian screaming to get out. And it seems as if as they have torn down the idea of American uniqueness and individuality and accomplishment, it is replaced with this, what do they call it, the green-red connection, you know, radical environmental stuff, radical Islam, both of which seem to embrace totalitarianism.
Yeah, David, you know, kind of called it the Red-Green Alliance, but he called it the Unholy Alliance of the radical left and radical Islam. Certainly that has happened. I mean, look, they've, you know, all of a sudden the founding of America was not 1776, it was 1619. Yep. America's racist, sexist, imperialistic, genocidal. Christopher Columbus didn't come here to find a new world. He came here to create genocide on the Native Americans and then to spoil the environment. I mean, and this has been very effective. I mean, American children are not. I mean, I'm over 60 years old. I went to school in the late 1970s. Even then, it was seeping in. Can you imagine what it's like today? Yeah. So you have this skin self-loathing. And what's important is our history and culture. You know, we're a relatively new country. You don't really have to teach the Greeks a lot about culture. It's sitting all around them for 2,500 years. They know their culture. Yep. America's a new country, and the culture and our history kind of bind us and bring us together. They unite us in a common purpose. Once you destroy that, then you see the fracturing and the balkanization that's happening today. And it's a remarkable history. It's aspirational. I mean, look, Jeff, this is the most wonderful experiment in world history in the creation of the American Republic and the founding. It's remarkable what they were able to accomplish, but no, we're no longer supposed to be proud of that. And that is incredibly destructive.
Spot on. Michael Finch, his new book is called A Time to Stand, the Dire Hour to Defend American Beauty. One of the things that you address in this is literature, American literature, great American writers. And you are seeing it. Those of us who our parents have seen it, where what we know as great literature has been replaced with. Well, will you tell me what it's been replaced with?
Well, I mean, yeah, revisionist history. I mean, you know, the popular books to teach at school. What's happened from that long march through the institutions, we're now getting the Howard Zinn version of American history. And Howard Zinn, in the book, he's not talking about the beautiful and the greatness of American literature. We have some incredible writers. The painting, the landscape painting of the 19th century from even British historians has been labeled as one of the most remarkable periods of, in the world history ever of landscape painting and painting and art. Our literature, our poetry, the architecture in this country, which from Thomas Jefferson and continued until about the 1920s, created some of the most beautiful buildings along the classical style. Look at all the state capitals in this country. Washington, D.C. has some of the most beautiful buildings in the world. That was all part of an attempt and a purpose, again, to give us something to unite behind, be proud of the buildings built along those lines. But, you know, that's been replaced, you know, really almost this kind of, I'd say the left hates beauty, but that's maybe a little bit of an overstatement, but there's something to it because the architecture, the art, the literature, it all turned in the 20th century, and we're celebrating things. If you write a book about how horrible America is, it's going to be a bestseller in all the critics, and it's going to be taught in all the colleges. So we need to, it's really critical that we fight back and restore this the greatness of American history.
Tell all of us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
How we get into that fight. Is it purely generational? Are we looking at folks who are the age of the new mayor of New York and younger, who have just, they've been bred in this environment? My sons are 20-something years old. They've never known anything, unfortunately, outside of my home, it seems, except this nonsensical garbage that's been pushed in the schools.
Yeah, I mean, reforming, and David Horowitz really devoted much of the second half of his life after he kind of saw the light on reforming American education. Look, we're pushing a boulder up a mountain. It's going to be incredibly difficult. Yeah. They took 60 years through that long march. It might take us at least 60 years to bring it back, but we have to. And you touched on something really important, Jeff. Do not count on the schools to educate your children. I mean, you know, hopefully they're still doing good jobs in math and science. I even doubt that. But when it comes to American history and our culture, that has to come at home. Let's educate ourselves, kind of open up to this beautiful American past, and we must teach our children. Do not count on the schools. Teach your children the greatness and the beauty of American history and culture. And it's a wonderful story. I mean, it's not a boring story. American history is exceptional and remarkable. Share that with our children, one child at a time, one home at a time, and we can bring that back. And unfortunately, I mean, not to ramble on here too long, but we have a president, Donald Trump, who, yes, he's focused on the military, national defense, and diplomacy all around the world. But he's very aware of this. He called out the Smithsonian Institution about 4 months ago, saying that knock off the over-wokeness, teach the great things about American history. He has stressed he's tried to pass like executive, or he had an executive order saying that all new federal buildings in the United States must be built along classical lines. Joe Biden rescinded that executive order. That was in the first term. He's trying to bring that back. To Donald Trump, make America great means all of this. So we have a president who is aware of it. He's very proud of American. And let's face it, Jeff, the majority of the Americans want to love this country. They want to embrace its history. It's this vocal, very kind of almost really, it is truly violent, this minority that is pushing this kind of revisionist history that America has nothing to be proud of.
if we as Americans want to see where this is headed, we can simply look across the pond. We can look to England, where people are now saying that if you fly the British flag in Great Britain, you are a racist. And what disturbs me so much, Michael, because at first I thought, well, you just laugh at that and say, God, that's moronic. But you hear people in Britain now saying, oh, sure, of course, I understand. Well, I won't fly my Union Jack anymore. And I'm thinking, well, you have literally given up the fight right there and not a single shot has been fired.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I happen to have the don't tread on me flag. You fly that now and you're a domestic terrorist. I mean, you know, that's what the under Biden, they were looking at people who were flying those kind of flags. And I'll bring them an example that's, I think, particularly relevant in Virginia. But during the summer of 2020, the George Floyd riots, there's a lot of calls to tear down the statues of Robert E. Lee. Now, look, we can have the argument about Robert E. Lee. He was, he did represent Virginia. He fought for the Confederacy and he was a slave owner. All true. Let's teach about that. He was also a great American. He was a hero of the Mexican-American War. He was a great soldier, went to West Point. And we can learn a lot from Robert E. Lee. But the left was not, the target was not Robert E. Lee. They got some conservatives to say, yeah, he was a Confederate, tear down the statue. Yep. Well, that led to George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, founding fathers. But, you know, by the end of that summer, Jeff, they were trying to tear down statues of Abraham Lincoln, the great emancipator.
Yep.
The revolutions, we've seen this in the Reign of Terror, the Soviet Union, China, all over through history, it never stops at point B. The end result is always total power and the total overturning of the history. Even, you know, so I made that argument that it will not stop at Robert E. Lee, and it never will, that they want to completely rewrite our history.
Absolutely. It's a little bit like watching the Taliban operate, where first the statues of Buddha had to go, then there's a complete and total rewrite, then history began when the Taliban came to power in the textbooks. And certainly here in Central Virginia, in Richmond, we have a giant, beautiful street called Monument Avenue that now, after 2020, doesn't have any monuments left. So
Right.
It's crazy.
No, it's the Taliban example is perfect. That's exactly right.
Tell me, with Hanukkah coming up, starting on Sunday, we got Christmas coming up 2 weeks from today. It sounds to me like Time to Stand, your book, Michael, would be a perfect gift. How should people get it?
Well, two ways. You can go to, I work for, again, for the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Our flagship website is frontpagemag.com. You can go to the bookstore at frontpagemag.com, or, of course, you can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble's, any of the websites. It's available on all of them. It's in stock. And thank you for mentioning that, Jeff. If a couple of Americans read the book and they find out a little bit about the history, just about everything I wrote about American culture in that book, I learned later in life, after school. That was all being self-taught. Yep. So pick up a book, travel around this country, go to the state capitals, look at those landscape paintings, and rediscover our history. It's really beautiful and incredible. It'll change your life.
It absolutely will. Michael, we'll get that up on all of our social media, get it up on our Jeff Katz Book Club site as well, so that as many folks as possible can get it. Time to Stand, The Dire Hour to Defend American Beauty, Michael Finch, frontpagemag.com. When you go there, right there in the right-hand corner, it says store. You can get it there. Michael, I appreciate you being with us. Love to chat again in the future.
No, this was great. Thank you so much, Jeff, and happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, my friend. That is Michael Finch. Again, go to frontpagemag.com. Get a copy of the book, Time to Stand. 451, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.